This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am an American Family Farmer. I am a broadcaster as well. Farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, called Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. You can always look up the farm website, Facebook page, to see what I'm doing to survive in this environment. Mostly I raise Jersey replacement heifers, have various breeds of cows that have come to the farm. I have a sanctuary for cows as well on the farm. Sell ice cream. That is fabulous. Actually, I'm thinking about going back into, people say, oh, you are nuts. I'm thinking about going back into milking cows because raw milk is very popular in my neck of the woods, and I sold a lot of it when I was during a 7 or 8 year period. Started probably 2007, 2006, I think somewhere in there, and went to 2015, early 2016, and just had impossible hurdles to overcome, including the collapse of a building, 8 cows getting killed in a snowstorm, and then not being able to get any help. So I face the same problems that you do. Now I raise a lot of hay. And because this is the area where I'm located, is a huge horse country, and the demand for hay is going through the roof. The prices are going up, so that's a good thing. But I wanted you to know what I do in comparison to what you do. The first portion of the American Family Farmer, which aims to bring together families, food, and the farm, is aimed at the news of the day, at least a couple of things that are important. And I thought the first one is really significant. There are some of you who think that I come down too hard on Monsanto and Roundup and Bayer, but I understand that may be what you feel because you're using their products to be able to grow more and therefore make more money to stay in business, keep the farm going. I get it. But that doesn't mean that I support that way of doing it. I think there are other ways of doing it. Last week's program was a perfect example of that, as a matter of fact. If you go back to the podcast for the American Family Farmer Show.com last week, we talked about Rick Clark. He's developed a systematic approach to regenerative farming that made a lot of sense to me. And so I thought if I would give you that heads up once again, our podcast usually is a week behind the show itself. So if you want to bring yourself up to date, didn't hear the program, it's compressed, if you will, to get the major input of the interview, talking about weeds, cover crops, all that sort of thing. So catch that. Most recent American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This week, our news is a focus on pesticides and Monsanto, at least in part, because the government of Mexico has decided to ban the chemical, the pesticide glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup. And they cite, and this is amazing because Mexico doesn't do anything like this usually. They're behind the curve. They're way behind other countries, but they've said no, citing scientific evidence that's potentially toxic to human health and the environment. And they used as background material all the suits in America and in Europe against Monsanto and against Bayer, and the fact that Bayer has set aside $10 billion to pay out what is going to be the claims against them, even as they keep saying through their lawyers and their PR people that there's nothing wrong with glyphosate and with Roundup and it's fine and you can buy it everywhere and use it and help yourself to killing as many people, including folks in your own family, as you can. Anyway, the International Agency for Research for Cancer has come up with a lot of information, and the Mexican government says because they classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic to humans, and, you know, then there are 1,000 studies that show the same thing. I don't know why they use the word probably, because it's been proven without a shadow of a doubt, other than to the Monsanto lawyers and their PR people, that this is a horror show. And why would you want to make yourself, get yourself exposed to this? So at any rate, that's the news from Mexico. They're going to ban, actually affected immediately, as a matter of fact. Also in the news this week is the story of David Nowakowski. Mr. Nowakowski is a chicken and pig farmer in East Smithfield, Pennsylvania. And what he's trying to do, I thought this was, there's a hats off to somebody like this. This is back again to our focus because we're interested in the family farm. I'm not interested in Big Ag, ConAgra, ADM, all those people. None of them will advertise on this program because I'm not focused on the big money. I'm focused on helping people, coming up with solutions or ideas as to how you can make your farm more efficient. And last month, Mr. Nowakowski came to my attention because he started a service that delivers locally produced meats, cheese, vegetables all across three counties in northern Pennsylvania. His startup collects food from farms all around Pennsylvania, transport it weekly to residents who place their orders online. So this is the same thing you can do. You go to Amazon or the big retailers and order stuff online. And looking at what he and his wife Marla do, they travel about 90 to 100 miles a day. They pick up various food from farms. And then, they go to a tavern, they go to a bakery, bring this produce. And it's just interesting because they're from a very rural part, a great part of Pennsylvania, great farms there. The closest to Whole Foods is 100 miles away. And Amazon, is all over the place, as you can imagine. A lot of big retailers online. But as society goes that way, he's taken a different approach. And I certainly support it and sure do like it. They get up at dawn, they feed their chickens, and then they go out on the road, bring their own produce and the things they pick up from various farmers. They've put a lot of info out on social media, and that's where they get their orders. People are willing to pay more for the milk, for the cheese, for the meat, for the eggs, whatever it is. They get in the car and the truck, and she goes in one direction, he goes in another direction. If you're in the truck, I'm guessing it probably smells like diesel and chickens and chicken manure and all that sort of stuff. He raises 4,000 chickens a year that he uses for meat, and then he's got 600 laying hens. And so he's got them out, and, this is all pasture-raised stuff. And the people that are his customers love him, and they love the fact that he's bringing this, especially given what's going on with the pandemic, having this sort of a service. What a fabulous way to get clientele and to address the issues that we're having. I've talked about this the last two or three weeks here on the American Family Farmer about how, in fact, we're faced with this business of having no food this winter because people have bought up everything on the farms that normally might have been the excess food, might have been processed, it might have been frozen or whatever. But because there was no food in March, people started thinking, where do we get our food? And they discovered the local farms, and away they went. So it's been a great year, a banner year for all the farmers that I know, at least a great season. And so one wonders, okay, what's going to happen when we get into the wintertime? And I think that's the real challenge here. But I think these folks are clever enough to be able to figure out, and I hope by me talking about it, maybe you'll take the idea and run with it in your area, make where your farm is, draw a line like about 100 miles or draw a circle around where you are and promote on the local blogs and local whatever you've got, whatever you can get from other farmers to distribute. I think this is a brilliant idea, frankly, and that's why I pass it along to you. In a moment, we're going to meet Tina and Orion Weldon, who have a very interesting idea that I want to share with you. It's sort of regenerative. That's been our theme this month. That's up next here. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Back to our focus here on the American Family Farm, the American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen with I didn't ask whether they were husband and wife or sister and brother. Tina and Orion Weldon are here from Terra Puriza. I probably should have practiced that, but am I close to the pronunciation? Terra Puriza, am I right? How close am I?
You get the first part right. The last part Terra. Is just like we say pizza with two Z's, it's Perezza.
Perezza. All right. Yep. It sounds very Italian. Are you? That name's not Italian. Weldon's not an Italian name. Perezza. I got that, Bella.
Yep.
Terra Perezza. So that's the website, TerraPurezza. Folks listening to the program will want to go to the website once they hear the story. And as I said before you came on, I'm doing a lot of focus on regenerative agriculture. And this Terra Perezza is basically an agricultural institute, is it not, down in Texas?
We are an institute and a farm based out of Spicewood, Texas, just east of Austin.
East of Austin. That's where Willie Nelson lives. Willie's got his big ranch there. I understand you're connected to him in some way. Is that right?
Yeah. Over the last couple of months, we got connected with them, and we now have part of our pig operation at his Luck Ranch.
Really? How did the connection? Did he reach out to you, or did you reach out to him?
They reached out to us. It was actually Annie Nelson who was secretly attending the farmers market that we started 3 years ago, and then one day decided, mainly because of the pandemic, you know what, it's time for us to get this started. And she apparently had been watching us for 3 or 4 years and wanting to make sure we, in her words, did what we actually said we were going to do, and we did.
So is she secretly like wearing a mask? Nobody knows what she was.
No.
But it secretly sounds very skullduggerous.
apparently, you know, not many people know what Annie Nelson, you know, looks like around, and so she's able to move around pretty freely without being, you know, totally bombarded. And right. She had visited the farmer's market and bought fruit from us many times.
Now, is that Willie's wife or his daughter? Because both his wife and his daughter have been. Which is it, his wife or his daughter?
His wife.
Right. Okay. All right. I just want to put things in perspective because his children are very involved in what he does. Certainly Lucas as a traveling band. He's got the band, the backup band. And I wonder whether the whole family is all at the Luck Ranch. So we'll talk about that and what you're actually doing. That's very important. I want to support what you're doing because it looks like it's it's good for the ecology, good for the farms. So we continue in a matter of moments with Tina and Orion Weldon and their story here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Honorary Missouri Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm.
Moving back into our focus on Tara, I got to make sure I did it. Tara Puetza, right? Mm-hmm. Okay,
yep. Close. Got enough. It.
All right, good. So that what's that term? I understand that it's about the approach, a better way to better food, but what does it actually translate to or from? What does that mean literally?
So land? So two Italian words. Mm-hmm, it translates to pure land in Italian.
Ah, okay. All right, so there, I was close enough. I study a lot of Romance languages, and you pretty much can put together the pieces whether you know the language or not. So, the two of you, I want to hear your story first. Husband and wife, Tina and Orion, what's your story? How'd you come together? What's your farm background, et cetera?
Absolutely. So we actually met at Rutgers University. We were both attending Rutgers University in our studies back in 2014, and we met on the streets of Manhattan attending the 2014 Climate March, the Climate 360 March. So we were walking down the street together and struck up a conversation. Actually, I was listening to your segment a little earlier. Orion asked me immediately upon learning that my studies were in nutrition, he said, "Ooh, what do you think about GMOs?" And I was like, "Oh, man, you are opening a box of worms." but we started that conversation immediately, hit it off on our mutual understanding of the complexity of such an issue, both the environmental and nutritional considerations, and took off from there. So it was actually our first date back in 2014, where I asked Orion what he was planning on doing after his dissertation work. He said, "You know, I actually want to start a farm." And I said, "Really? Me too." He's like, No, but I want to start specifically a regenerative agriculture farm." I was like, "Yeah, me too." And we just went off from there and came up with the idea of Tera Puetza over the course of 3 months and graduated and went for it.
Love at first farm. I love that story. That's a great, great story. So you've got a PhD, Orion, in what? What is the specific, what'd you do your dissertation on?
I'm a PhD candidate at Rutgers University, and my specialty was endangered species habitat requirements, especially birds. So trying to save threatened and endangered species of both resident and migratory birds by trying to get more specific about what these threatened birds need for their actual breeding habitat here in North America. That was my work.
Mm-hmm. And so from there, and Tina, you studied, what did you, you said what you studied, but I just, it just went, I have brain gas. So I'm not sure.
It was dietetics and community public health.
Okay. All right. So you're both sort of on the same page. You're both young enough to be able to get really into this. Are you both or neither of you farm kids?
Neither.
No. I grew up working a little bit on horse farms, but definitely not a farm kid.
No. Did you get discouragement from your family when you told them you were going to get married and start a farm? Did the families go, yippee? Or did they look at you and say, what in the world is the matter with you?
Yeah, it was mostly my mother, although she always supports my crazy ideas and dreams. But she also, she grew up in Poland. Her father was a chicken farmer, a conventional 10,000 birds in a grow house chicken farmer, and she knew the realities of how difficult life was for him, for the family, and the stench of that kind of operation. And when I told her I wanted to become a farmer, that was all she had in her mind. She couldn't let go of that connection, even though we had multiple conversations about the difference between regenerative ag and conventional ag. And over the years, she's come to understand and witness, but it was definitely a very hard ingrained idea that she had to break the mold for.
Yeah, well, you got to break the mold to move ahead, and that includes people with new ideas, social media, using all of that stuff to move yourself ahead. So we'll continue. I want to get the connection more thoroughly with Willie Nelson and find out what you're doing on his ranch as we continue this week on the American Family Farmer with Tina and Orion Weldon from down in Spring, Texas.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police found clothing and ammo connecting a suspect killed during an encounter with authorities to the death of a pro-Trump protester in Portland, Oregon. Michael Reynolds was a wanted man when he was located by federal officials in Lacey, Washington. The Multnomah County District Attorney's Office says they were preparing to prove that he intentionally killed 39-year-old Aaron Danielson during clashing protests last weekend between a large caravan of pro-Trump supporters and Black Lives Matter protesters. Protests continued in the Rose City. Another unlawful assembly was declared last night, 27 people arrested. It's the 99th consecutive night of protests since George Floyd was killed by police in Minneapolis. Stocks closed lower on Friday, the Dow down 159 points, the Nasdaq off 145 points, the S&P 500 down 28. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Homeland Security is reportedly set to label white supremacists as the most serious terror threat facing the country. The report comes from Politico. They reviewed three draft reports from the department that says the threat from white supremacists is more significant than the immediate danger from foreign terrorists. The three draft documents use varying language to describe the threat posed, but all three say they pose the most significant threat. Police found clothing and ammo connecting a suspect killed during an encounter with authorities to the death of a pro-Trump protester in Portland, Oregon. Michael Reynold was a wanted man when he was located by federal authorities in Lacey, Washington. The Multnomah County District Attorney's Office says they were preparing to prove that he intentionally killed 39-year-old Aaron Danielson during clashing protests last weekend between a large caravan of pro-Trump supporters and Black Lives Matter protesters. For news anytime on demand, go to our website, usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Moving back in here in the second half hour of our American Family Farmer Show for this week, we have with us a young couple who get it, in my estimation. I think that it seems easier anyway for younger people, and I don't know why that is. There's a stigma attached to old people and old ideas. I'm not sure that's fair. I certainly embrace the new stuff because I can see it as the future. And when we're talking about regenerative agriculture, as we did last week with the fellow that was here, Rick Clark, and I want to talk to Tina and Orion Weldon about that. By the way, the website again is Terra Pureza. It's TERRAPUREZZA Pureza. TerraPureza.com, which is pure or good land. And why did you just call it that? Why'd you have to be cute? Goodland.com.
A good question, because we were actually planning on starting in Italy in partnership with the Institute for Gastronomic Sciences in Torino.
Okay.
And we were going to do that by getting married and getting, you know, me EU citizenship through marriage to Tina, who has Polish citizenship, yes, through right of the blood. Yeah.
Sure.
So it was literally like almost at the last hour where it was my father who called me from here in Spicewood, Texas. And he just said, "Are you really going to move to Europe?" And I was like, "Yeah, Dad, we're like, it's set, we're going." He's like, "Well, why don't you come spend some time with us for a while? We haven't seen you. You've been in graduate school, all this stuff." And I said, "Dad, we're going." He's like, "Well, we need some help, you know, because they were getting set up for retirement." And I thought, "Oh dear, what does that mean?" And he explains it to me, and I turned to Tina and I said, "You know what? I think it would feel really good for us to go down there and help them so I don't have to worry about them in their retirement for years and years and years." And so we came down here to Spicewood and started, you know, doing a little hobby farming for them, thinking that it would give them something to do and, like, you know, focus on. And then we got just a bunches of offers for partnerships here and partnerships there. And I was born in Austin, so, you know, it's a long-term home for me. And after a while, we realized that the power of regenerative agriculture is most applied when it can prevent these drier, semi-arid or brittle lands from being turned into desert through desertification by overgrazing. and thought that there actually might be more power in the story by applying these methods to the Central Texas Edwards Plateau region rather than the Mediterranean climate of Italy. So I thought, well, let's just start the farm and start the institute here.
All right.
But we kept the name.
Yeah. All right. So that's cool. It certainly gets attention, I'm sure. You're near Austin, near Willie Nelson's Luck Ranch. You were telling us earlier how his wife had been sort of plotting around or scheming to figure out what you're all about. I think Willie, if nothing else, is very progressive for his age or whatever. I don't think age is a factor, although it does become a factor, as I said a few minutes ago. Maybe I'm a little sensitive to it because I'm moving up the clock, but we all are. And I think that I have all kinds of ideas that people who are my age and my experience in farming turn their nose up at. But I say to them, look, you want to survive? Or you want to go down the road to oblivion. That's pretty much the way. I belong to the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm pretty active in the local Mass Farm Bureau, and I also belong to National Farmers Union, which I think is more progressive in many ways than is the AFBF. But it's still, it's time for us to understand. I don't want to use the term enemy because I don't like that concept, but the people who run big ag are trying to put you out of business. We all know it. They want to buy up all the land. They want to control the harvest. They want to control the source of food, seeds, the whole deal. So if we don't put our lot together in things like you're doing, or this guy that was on with us last week, Rick Clark, I don't know if you went to his website or you know him. Website is farmgreen.land. You're both coming from the same place. Farmgreen.land. I think you'd probably get a lot out of it, and he'd probably get a lot. I may send him a note to connect with you as well. So what are you doing for Willie? What's going on at that farm?
Well, essentially, we have developed basically a pasture reset system, we call it, where a lot of these lands have been overgrazed through continuous grazing by cattle and sheep and goat, and so, you know, sometimes in many cases for over 100 years. And a lot of the topsoil has just eroded away, and a lot of the seed bank of native grasses and forbs and wildflowers has been greatly depleted, if not totally wiped out. And so we are endeavoring to restore native habitat for birds through this series of cell grazing that we do with the animals and what we call the livestock parade.
So when you say livestock parade, what else is in the parade beside the chickens?
So we start with the pigs, actually, first. So the pigs go through and are basically both a light tilling of the topsoil and a huge nutrient dump through urine and manure. And a lot of these lands, a lot of the nutrient cycling that would naturally be happening in the soil is just not happening at all, either just because there's not enough water in the soil because the soil has lost its water-holding capacity, or just the nutrients itself aren't being put back in. If this is a hay operation or, you know, the feed isn't coming in, the nutrients just aren't there anymore. And so
right.
Having the pigs really tightly packed and then moving them every 7 days just reintroduces a lot of the nutrients back into the soil. So that's the first thing we do. We let the, you know, after our cover crop and nurse plant sowing of seed, we let it kind of get established over one or two wet seasons. And then we come through with the sheep, cattle, chickens.
You know, you're reminding me of my own circumstance. I've just made a deal with a guy who's a composter in suburban Boston. He's got a place to the north and south. I'm west of Boston, so he's going to, on my farm, create. I've always had a compost pile, but I've never really done it formally. So we're going to introduce food scraps into the compost, and I've always mixed pig manure, horse manure, cow manure, chicken manure into my own witch's brew, which is very pungent. I'm in a suburban area, so when I go around spreading manure, everybody knows. And I always wait till Sunday. I don't know why that is, but it seems to be that Sunday is a... And in a suburban place, you start spreading that stuff on Sunday. Woo! So anyway, it's kind of fun, actually, to get people's reactions to it. You know, they all move into places like this, and it's very bucolic. They look at my fields and the farm. Oh, isn't this great real estate values? But as soon as you start farming, they don't want you to do that. They don't want you. Mm-hmm. They don't want anything to do.
We have had the same thing here on the homestead where it's like people love the idea until it's next door.
Yeah, NIMBY. Yeah, not in my backyard. I love looking at it, but don't, you know. And then you'd think they'd smarten up and learn how much better the food is, that having you there, the animals that are being raised and the food that's being raised and the nutritional value, you'd think that they, well, maybe they need salespeople like you to help figure it out. That's one of the things that modern farmers need to do a much better job of, the family farms, that's selling. You agree?
I agree. We've through kindness and patience, won over all the neighbors now.
Good. All right. That's a good thing. Hold on. More on the American Family Farmer from Tina and Orion Weldon and their focus on regenerative education and farming. This program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. It's a simple process. It is completely non-toxic. Most of the people who listen to my various programs, whether it's the weekday program, the DJV show, or the specialty shows that I have that are on a lot of the same stations on the weekend, like the American Family Farmer, know that I am interested only in promoting natural, healthy ways to live your life. And this is the most important thing when it comes to weight. We all know that we're a weight. I'm looking at a picture of the two of you, though. You don't have a weight problem. But a lot of farmers, a lot of folks have, in all walks of life, they have a problem with the food they eat and the weight they put on. So now it's time for you to do something about it in the healthiest way possible. Main ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. Most people who study the body know that in your 20s you stop producing it on your own, and pretty soon the weight starts to, you know, pack on the pounds, etc. So this reintroduction of collagen helps to get to kickstart what it does for your body, and that is an formative way, help you lose weight and keep it off. No stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. My invitation is for you to go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Enter the code DJV when you're checking out. You won't have to pay for shipping and be able to buy three of these, 3 months at the regular price and then 3 months at no problem. It's free. You buy three, get three free. Stay on the program for 6 months. I stay on. I'm just on it because I think it's good for your body in lots of different ways. You get the weight off and you keep it off. It's good for the whole family. Safe, safe, safe. Successful, successful, successful. Check it out. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin, and use the discount code DJV at checkout.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Back into our final conversation, or part of the conversation, with Tina and Orion Weldon. Again, Terra Perezza is the website, terraperezza.com. That's the name of their farm. One of the things that I think is hardest for people to understand, the old-timers that have been using the chemicals and stuff for years. I grew up on the three farms that I worked on as a kid. As an adult starting, you know, you use the chemical fertilizers because that's what's there until you find out that there's something better, and it's probably less expensive, but it's better all the way around. I mean, part of being a farmer today is being an educator, and you both are educated, so does that make it easier for you to tell the story?
I'd say yes. It does help, but at the same time, we learned almost everything that we know just through our own kind of autodidactic process where we were going online, and we like to joke to say that we are totally YouTube farmers, because there is such a wealth of information out there. You know, our backgrounds really helped us to learn how to acquire the knowledge, but we didn't learn farming through our degrees. And so I really think that it's important for us to share our message that You can get into this from any walk of life, any time period, any background, and the information is out there. We want to share that.
So, as far as Willie Nelson is concerned, having him and his family sort of supportive of all of this, how will that play into, if at all, the Farm Aid concert is at the end of September. So, other than being supportive of that yourself, does he plan to introduce you or to have you tell your story in part?
That was actually one of the things that Annie Nelson mentioned. It's actually Annie and Micah, her son Micah Nelson, who seem to have the most interest and support, but the whole family's on board. And that was part of her basically offer to us, was that she believed in the power of regenerative agriculture. She believed in our ability to actually do it on the land in real life, on a farm, and produce real food, and our ability to kind of teach others. And she said, we want to help you take this message national, you know, and Willie can help you take that message national.
Absolutely. So even though they're going to be, they're not going to have a concert that's public, it's going to be online, and it'll be, you know, everywhere online. On I think it's the 25th. I'm going to do a segment on it in a few minutes, but it's at the I think it's the last Saturday of the month. I'll be looking forward to seeing. I'll watch it and see if you show up and tell your story. And meanwhile, I'm going to tell your story. Send as many people as I can. We all need to share. You need to share this broadcast on your site, and I need to share your information on my site. Go to terraperezza.com. Get the story. We're going to do a lot of stuff on regenerative agriculture because I think that's the way the family farmer survives. Congratulations to both of you. Look forward to reading lots about you and hearing lots of great things about how you're spreading the word and getting this out, because it certainly is important. Tina and Orion Weldon here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
So if you're talking about weapons of mass destruction at home, you're talking about the hands.
Mayo Clinic pediatrician Dr. Robert Jacobson says the war on germs starts by adults teaching kids good hand hygiene while they're young.
Nice hot water.
Dr. Jacobson asked parents to lead by example, to be demonstrative in their efforts. For example,
it's time to get breakfast ready. The parent says out loud, I'm going to wash my hands with soap and water before I reach in the refrigerator to get your food. I just came in from taking out the trash. I can pour you a glass of milk, but I have to wash my hands first.
Many illnesses are spread by unwashed hands, and teaching kids how to properly clean their hands will help them remain healthy.
The children really do need to get in the habit about hand washing, and they'll do it when they have examples at home.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The smart home, a reality today with many of our devices connected to a home network. But are they safe from cyber criminals? What about your smart TV? We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about the vulnerability of your smart TV.
Yeah, a smart TV is another device in the house that's running software. These days you can stream all your TV, you can do different things and put apps on your TVs and communicate with your relatives through your TV. So it's another device that potentially has cyber criminal could actually come and take over. We've actually demoed a threat on a smart TV where coin miners, so people mining for cryptocurrency, potentially could infect your TV and actually run it in background, even while the TV's in standby, which is why actually here at ESET we have technology you can install on your TV to actually make it secure.
More info is at ESET.com. That's ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
All right, so this is not the usual bill of fare. Normally, during this portion of the American Family Farmer, I give you my comments on some of the issues of the day. But because I want to promote Farm Aid, and this is the 35th anniversary of Farm Aid, it'll be held on the 26th of September. It's a virtual festival featuring performances by, as you would imagine, Willie Nelson and Neil Young started this, and then John Mellencamp got on board, Dave Matthews of late as well. So they're going to be singing and performing and working for the benefit of family farmers around the country, alongside Jack Johnson, Bonnie Raitt, Brandy Carlisle. Boz Skaggs is going to be at this year's Farm Aid. And the show itself will be available on Farm Aid's YouTube channel. You can go to farmaid.com and you'll find all the information about Farm Aid 2020. You'll also be able to see this on the Axis TV channel and fans.com. So, other artists on the bill for this year is Lucas Nelson, The Promise of the Real is the band. This is called Just Outside of Austin, which is
outside of Austin.
Pretty appropriate given the conversation with Tina and Orion this year, and how they've helped Willie Nelson's Luck Ranch out, and how Lucas Nelson and his brother Micah are interested in all of this. Just outside of Austin is where the Nelson family farm is, I'm guessing. That's what this song is all about.
You know I'd rather be the devil.
Other people who are going to be on the bill for Farm Aid 2020. It's called Farm 2020 on the road. Include Black Pumas, big group coming along, Chris Stapleton. That's what I'm saying. This year is a lot of, not that there isn't every year. I've seen it. I've been in the audience for three or four of these, and it's always beside the headliners of Neil Young, Willie Nelson, and I can frankly do without Neil Young these days. He's just an old crotchety. But, yeah, he gets the point across. John Mellencamp, always entertaining. Dave Matthews, people love him. But in the theater this year, Chris Stapleton, Edie Brickell, Charlie Sexton, Jamie Johnson, John Batiste, Lucas and his band, Margot Price entertaining, Nathaniel Rateliff. Wow, this is a big deal. Willie says the pandemic and so many other challenges revealing how essential family farmers and ranchers are to the future of our planet. So Farm Aid 2020 is going to give the whole country a chance once again to learn about the important work of family farmers and how they're contributing to our well-being beyond bringing us good food. So if you go back to 1985, in late September, that's when the first one was held in Champaign, Illinois. And so every year since then, it's been one of the important charity events in the music industry, and certainly important. Tens of millions of dollars is raised every year through various means, and it's given to farmers in need. Headquarters, actually, for Farm Aid here in my area in Boston. The lady who runs it is a lady named Carolyn Mugar, who comes from a family that ran supermarkets, so they know about food. And she said, since we started this back in 85, Farm Aid has kept its finger on the pulse of farm country, deployed funds and resources to help farm families confront all the challenges they face. And man, this is me, Doug Steffen, speaking. They sure are, certainly. Although this year has been a better year because people have discovered through the problems of the pandemic with no food on the shelves in March and April, where to go and where to find the farm and what to buy and how to buy it and how to keep it coming. So a lot of people have changed their focus and realized where the food is coming from. According to Ms. Mugar, it's clear this is a critical moment for farmers and ranchers. We risk losing their important contributions to our communities and our families if we don't adequately respond as a country. The government certainly isn't going to. They'll tell you that they are, but they aren't. The most recent situational folly has been where the money has gone, even during the pandemic, to the huge agribusinesses. It's really disgraceful. And so I say this politically as I think about the Republican convention and the Democrats, and then I'll bring out some farmers to tout the message. That's bunkum. You know how it is. So hopefully you'll celebrate and support Farm Aid in some way, shape, or form. Coming up, I'm sure I'll mention it again, before the 35th anniversary performance on September 26th. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.